More than a year ago, Ontario's Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry approved a new plan for logging near Grassy Narrows First Nation. The community, it's not far from Kenora, made international headlines when it was determined that high mercury levels played havoc with the community's health. The mercury came from a nearby pulp mill back in the 1950s. A year ago, community leaders wrote to the Ontario government asking for a second look at new science that demonstrates a link between mercury and logging. Just days before Christmas, Grassy Narrows got a response. There would be no second look. Logging will resume in the area in 2015. Roger Forbister is the chief of Grassy Narrows. He spoke earlier today with the CBC's Jody Porter. And Jody asked Chief Forbister why he wanted the new plan reassessed.
Well, the first part is, you know, the actual clear cutting of the land itself, you know, and how could land be able to survive under such conditions when you strip the trees off the land, and how could animals survive such conditions, you know, to have their home stripped of the land. And the new thing is that research has come out, you know, pointing out that that mercury sits on the land, and that if you clear cut the forest, it releases mercury into the watersheds of the land. Meaning, you know, the creeks and rivers that drain into lakes, and, you know, and then of course the Wabigoon and English River watersheds pass by right by our community, and there's already mercury that was dumped into our river system in the 1960s, you know, because of logging. And but this is additional mercury now that will be released into our water, you know, that will poison our people. So I think you know, the Ontario government could have, you know, looked at this information and considered the health of our people and the survival of our people on this land. And clearly, the government is not interested in doing that by not doing the environmental assessment. That tells me they don't care about my people, you know. And so that's what makes it very, very disappointing and disheartening.
Now, the government official who wrote to you said that the government is convinced that this will be safe, and that they will do ongoing monitoring to ensure that the logging is safe. Does that give you any sort of assurance?
No. The government is not a very trusted steward of the land. They've had 141 years since we signed the treaty with them to prove that they are a good steward of the land. You know, they have all the jurisdiction over our land and resources, yet they haven't been a good steward of the land, you know. So, you know, they continue to license industry to, you know, to extract resources from us, from our land, with devastating results. The first impact on our people, you know, from their stewardship had to do with, you know, like when they flooded our lands, when they licensed hydro companies, when they dammed up our rivers. And then came the relocation of our people, you know, that had a lot of cultural and economic impacts to our people, you know, in the 60s. And then next came the, you know, the mercury pollution of the 60s, which devastated our fishing culture in the 60s and 70s. you know, and then next came the clear cutting, and then now this additional clear cutting will release more mercury into our water. So that's like a whole string of devastating impacts, you know. And so why would we want to trust the government with this an additional move that they're making, you know? It's all broken trust.
There's been a blockade against logging at Grassy Narrows for more than a decade now.
Yes. The blockade is an action of the people that who are clearly frustrated by you know, these government policies such as the clear cutting practice, and things are at a standstill right now. But this decision is business as usual, and which means that clear cutting is coming again. So, you know, the Ontario government is leading us back to square one in terms of having to defend our land, you know. And so I'm pretty sure that the blockade is going to remain where it is. And so people will be standing there to protect the land.
Thank you for taking time to talk to me.
All right. Okay, thank you.
That's Roger Fobister. He is the chief of Grassy Narrows First Nation, a community near Kenora in northwestern Ontario, and he was in conversation with the CBC's Jody Porter. The province says the nearest logging will take place around 60 kilometres away from the First Nation. In the meantime, curious to hear what you make of the move. I mean, would you appreciate a second look at logging and mercury given the kind of history that community does? Call TalkBack. Tell us what you think. 1-844-856-6784. 1-844-856-6784.